Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider. What's up, Brett?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing all right. When it comes to being a college football insider, it's all about whether there's going to be a season. If you had a guess, do you think we're going to have one in the fall?
We'll have something. I don't think it's going to start on time. I don't necessarily know if it'll be 12 games. It may start in the fall when it ends. Who knows? But I think they're going to try to get this going, as soon as possible. I just don't think we're going to be able to start on time. So I'm optimistic, but also know one of the big challenges that I think everybody's kind of glossed over at this point when trying to figure out when we're going to play is, you know, how are the student athletes going to be tested and all the different factors that go into that at these individual schools. Will the conferences have the same testing guidelines and safety guidelines, or will it be school by school? I mean, I think that's going to be the biggest hurdle to overcome, but I think they'll figure out a way because they know how imperative, how critical it is to get, some of this college football revenue for these athletic departments and universities.
Well, yeah, because this affects all the other sports. I mean, if they don't have college football, you're going to see, I don't know, 8-10 sports just disappear. I mean, can they afford that? Can they afford just to eliminate programs for the next, I don't know, 3 to 5 years?
Well, once they eliminate them, they never come back. That's the thing.
And that's a big fear. I mean, you've already seen a number of Olympic sports that have been canceled at Cincinnati, Florida International, Old Dominion. Mm-hmm. Akron today is going to announce the elimination of some Olympic sports. And this is just based on what's happened with the virus and impact of the virus from not having the NCAA basketball tournament. This has nothing to do with what's going to happen with football. Hmm. So, yeah, if the season gets reduced, if the terms that the athletic directors I've talked to have said, it's a catastrophic doomsday. One AD summed everybody up the best. He said, look, if we don't have football, we're all bleeped. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality of it. And, that's why – I think, it's the number one thing is if they can guarantee the health and safety of the student athletes, if that will not be compromised, then we will somehow, some way see some form of college football. If that means playing only within your conference, if that means 10 schools in a league play and 4 don't, then they'll do that. If that means a home-and-home series between conference opponents because they have to fill up the number of games on their schedule – there's so many uncertainties are surrounding this, but there is one certainty. This will be unlike any college football season we've ever seen in our lifetime.
Hmm. Brett, I'm checking out your Twitter, @Brett_McMurphy. Is there a growing chasm between the haves and the have-nots at the top of the college football world? Because 16 hours ago, you tweeted that LSU added a 2025 home date with Western Kentucky, where they will pay Western Kentucky $1.8 million just to show up and be a sacrificial lamb. Like, how many schools can afford that sort of payout just to basically schedule a win for their football team?
Well, I think what the virus does is it accelerates the split between the Power Five, and Group of Five schools. And, you know, we were talking about if we do a conference-only format, well, that means that the smaller schools that receive over $1 million to go play a road game at a Power Five school, they're no longer going to get that money. So that would have a huge impact. And, you know, now with the, you know, the financial hit that all these universities are taking, I think it accelerates the division, if you will, between the power schools and the non-power schools. Now, does that mean the power schools split off into their own division within the NCAA, or do they just go ahead and leave the NCAA? I don't know which model will happen. I do think it will happen. I don't think it's going to happen overnight, though. I think it's still several years away. But certainly, you know, when you look at school, you mentioned LSU and Western Kentucky. Should they be competing under the same rules and restrictions and guidelines? You know, should LSU be limited to certain things that Western Kentucky can't afford? The Power Five doesn't think so. So far they've been able to you know, compete together as one group, although separate conferences. But yeah, I think ultimately this will cause a split of some kind in the next few years.
So Brett, explain the, if you can, explain the difference in mentality with the conferences, because the SEC with all those blue bloods playing in states that have kind of already opened before all these other states, the Georgias, the Floridas, the South Carolinas of the world, is much different than the mentality of the state of California and the West Coast. I think Oregon said that they were closing all sports or banning all sports through September. California says there's no way they're starting on time. So can you explain the difference between, let's just say, the SEC and the Big Ten and the Pac-12? And then what is the recourse for the Pac-12? I read a little bit earlier that the Pac-12 has discussed just a conference-only schedule, but how are they going to do that if the state is closed? They're going to play in another state? I mean, how's that going to work?
Well, right now what you're seeing is a lot of different options. I mean, every conference has looked at a conference-only model. They've all looked at starting the season 2 months late. They've looked at starting the season in the spring. The big challenge is, and it's not like, oh, the SEC, they want to play so badly, so they're going to play more than anyone else. Look, everybody has to play because of the financial implications. So it's not just the SEC. Okay. The biggest challenge is, though, you've got 14 schools in the SEC. You've got 14 schools in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Well, both conferences, their conference members are spread out through 11 different states. So you can have states within the same conference that aren't, the government, the health officials won't allow students back on campus. They'll stay at home orders, whatever the situation is. So it's going to be a very real possibility that, you know, you've got schools within the same conference where some can play and some can't play. Hmm. It's not that one conference wants to play more than the other. And, you know, Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner, told me, you know, look, he doesn't think it's necessary that the general students have to be on campus to play football. So you could have the student athletes just come back on campus, take online classes on campus and play football. Well, Mark Emmert, the NCAA president, said, no, the students have to be on campus. Well, the NCAA does not run Division I college football. That's run by the conferences and the commissioner. So they'll do whatever they want. But I can guarantee this. If we get down and there are only two options left and one is no football and the other is we can have students on campus and it's safe and no other students can be on campus and yeah, they can play football, we are playing football.
Yeah. So what do you think, if you had to put the percentage of chances that they will play football this year, would you put it at 100%?
No. Ooh. I think we'll have some kind of football, would be 100%. Now, is that half of the schools playing? Yeah, and that's – and I don't know if you said fall or not. I think that's for the entire academic year. Because if they can't get this figured out by the fall, then they'll move it back to the spring. And that means, yeah, the national title game could be around Memorial Day. But that's – that's just how critical it is to get these games played. Ultimately, the conferences, the schools, they're not going to decide if they can play. It's going to be the local government officials, the health officials, and ultimately the university presidents have to make that decision. But again, because how critical that money is, I think they somehow get it played. But again, if you know, look, it seems like things are improving, you know, nationwide. I think everyone can agree on that. Well, I scratched that. Everyone can't agree on anything, but let's pretend like that's happening. But what if it all of a sudden takes a turn for the worse and there's huge spikes all over the country? Then certainly they're not going to be playing football, but I think we will see some form of football. I think it's a bigger challenge for college athletics than say the NFL or NBA, because they obviously don't have the general students to deal with. And you've got owners and players that are more invested than obviously in college athletics.
Joined by Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider, now at the Stadium Network. What's a home field without fans, though?
It's TV revenue. It's still keeping your athletic department afloat. I mean, if that's the only option they can do, then they'll do it. You know, I think though that we're going to see some fans in the stands. We're not going to see, you know, 90,000 at LSU's Tiger Stadium or anything like that. Well, maybe we see 20,000 or 30,000. You know, they're split apart. I think that's what, you know, a lot of people are saying will be the new normal. I just think if you're able to bring students back on campus, if you're able to have student athletes back and playing football, if it's safe for that, then it's got to be safe for some fans to come back. Again, but if the option is no football or football with no fans, then they'll play football with no fans.
What have you heard on Tua's brother?
He's looking for a new home. Not sure where he'll end up, but, you know, certainly he'll be a highly sought-after student-athlete, if you will. Mm-hmm. It will be fascinating to see where he lands.
Brett, where is home for you?
I'm based in Tampa, Florida.
Okay. So what have you noticed about Tampa, just the city in general, over the last few weeks? I mean, a lot more traffic and people out and about?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm kind of spoiled down here because the weather's, you know, been really nice the past few weeks and months. And so it's, you know, I feel for people that are in colder climates that are literally cooped up in their house and can't get out because of the weather. But here, you know, people are out. It's funny now that they've lifted the stay-at-home restrictions, but during the, you know, the stay-at-home, you're still allowed to get out and walk and jog or whatever, and golf is considered an essential business, so people could go out and golf if they wanted. But with the stay-at-home, you see a lot more people out walking around than when they weren't required to stay at home, which didn't make sense. But, you know, the biggest thing being in Tampa is when I do a lot of these interviews, most people, you know, hit me up about Brady coming to the Bucks, and also if I've seen Tiger King, and I live 5 miles from Big Cat Rescue, if you saw the Netflix series. So that dominates most of the conversation.
So now I got to know, had you ever gone?
I have not gone. If you saw the series, the running or bicycle trail that they wanted to kill Carol Baskin on, I jog on all the time. So now I look up in the trees to make sure there's no snipers. But they have changed it at Big Cat Rescue. That it used to be you just could go in and visit it. Now it's by appointment only. They've taken down some of their signs. So I'm sure it's a much different environment there because of the attention they've got on Netflix. And then also the sheriff for Hillsborough County, which is where Tampa's located, said that they were reopening the investigation into Carol Baskin's husband's death because of the information that surfaced through the series. So it's, you know, and oh yeah, Tom Brady lives in Derek Jeter's, you know, house that's the size of your basic electronics store.
I think that story where Brady walked into the wrong house is so funny. Can you imagine just sitting in your kitchen and Brady walks in? Hey, I'm looking for Byron Leftwich. Where's Byron? No. He lived next door. I mean, how weird is that?
Then he actually got, had a police officer approach him at a local park, telling him, hey, you can't be here.
Right. That's nuts.
Yeah, sir.
All right, Brett. Appreciate the time and insight.
Appreciate the time, bro.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. EB, you locked down the booking of Coach Tillman, right?
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, you know, I thought it was going to be a secret.
Well, we might secret's as well promote out. It now. 9:45, he's going to weigh in on the Under Armour debate. Yeah,
I unveiled it a couple seconds
ago. You unmasked.
Wonder what side he's going to come
whatever
down
that
on.
Means. He did some unmasking. So he's the head lacrosse coach at University of Maryland?
Yes. He won a national championship a couple of years ago, obviously. Loves Under Armour, big Under Armour guy. We could just do a minute or two on that, or we can jock Under Armour. But we can also just kind of touch on how he's dealing with this, how his kids are dealing with all this, when he expects that those boys will be able to get back on campus. You know, because fall ball's huge for lacrosse. And, of course, the spring season. You want to get that up and running.
So right, they would have had the tournament, right?
Is
it tournament in the spring or the fall?
Spring.
Yeah, I mean,
so that was canceled.
They were competing for a national championship.
Oh, it's
I mean, they would have been
canceled.
In the mix.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
They're always in the mix.
We're going to be joined by Evan Daniels here shortly, and I know during the break Jason asked if he follows recruiting. On Twitter it says 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting. So yeah. I'm guessing he's in on that.
Yeah, I think he's plugged in.
Yeah, I want to ask him about some of these kids coming in, the class of 2020.
Right.
And I saw that Maryland just landed a transfer from Alabama. Can maybe touch on him, too.
With Hoops. Who? With Hoops. Right.
Is he the big guy?
I believe he's a big dude. I
think can he talk about that yet?
I don't know. I mean, it's
yeah, –
I would
know
guess.
I don't know how that works.
I mean, the kid announced where he was going on Twitter. So I'd imagine it's news.
Yeah, but I think maybe until you sign or until you're, you know,
okay,
there's
maybe
no
he
rules
can't.
On all that stuff.
Yeah. Before we get to him, I
Galen
to get,
Smith, by the way, yeah, is his name.
I wanted to get your take on what Fox announced yesterday that I guess maybe Joe Buck is the one who announced it, whatever, that Fox plans on adding crowd noise to their games if there are no fans.
It's kind of like a laugh track in a sitcom. I don't think it's necessary. I mean, I don't need to hear a crowd cheering to get me to watch a game. But
and they're going to have, and they're going to have virtual fans. They say that they plan to do this to give off more of a usual feeling for those watching at home.
I could do without the virtual fans.
If I had to pick between the two, I would take the virtual fans over the crowd noise. If you want to show me like holograms of people or cardboard cutouts of people in the stands, that's fine. But I don't need to hear them cheering.
They shouldn't have either. They shouldn't have either one of those.
I kind of did like the. I think one of the English Premier League teams for charity was offering to put a cardboard cutout of you in the stands, like watching their games because you couldn't attend in person. I don't think that's a terrible idea. The stands look full. You raise money for charity. Seems like a win-win.
Okay, that's
fine.
Buck
says,
Joe Buck says, that shouldn't be the normal.
He said it's pretty much a done deal.
whoever's going to be at that control is going to be have to be really good at their job and be realistic with how a crowd would react depending on what happened on the field.
EB, well, you could have your big fathead head with the Nubs hat show up at every Redskins game. Yeah. You could be like 50-yard line seat.
I like that, but I don't like this idea that we're going to have fake crowd noise. I mean, it turns it into a video game.
Yeah, I can do without that. But College game day will be in studio.
Of course.
I mean, unless they're letting all these people back on campuses, which I doubt.
Speaking of college, we're joined now on the Mattress Ross Hotline by Evan Daniels, who's 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, College Basketball Insider for FS1. What's up, Evan?
Not too much, fellas. How you guys doing?
What do you think of that? You can weigh in on that. I know it's not a college thing, but Joe Buck, we were just talking about that Joe Buck announced that Fox Sports plans on juicing up their games if there are no fans with virtual fans and fake crowd noise for NFL games in the fall.
It's interesting. You know, I think it's funny. I did an interview with Bill Raftery a couple days ago. It's going to run next week, and I asked him what it was going to be like for him without the crowd and how it'll impact the emotion of announcing. And he said, you know, you hope you get that type of emotion from the plays and the players and kind of sided first round games don't have a lot of fans in it. I do think that would be a little weird, but hey, Fox is a lot smarter at that stuff than I am.
What's going on?
Where are you? At a gas station? Are you in a gas station bathroom?
So during the quarantine, I've made a walk from my building to the Whole Foods to get coffee every morning with a couple of my buddies. And McDonald's was actually open for the first time, so we strolled in and got coffee and we go.
State are you in?
Tennessee. I'm in Nashville.
Tennessee. Nashville. So did you go inside, or are you drive-through? What are you doing?
Yeah, I just walked inside and grabbed a coffee, and now I'm walking out.
All right, okay. I don't know what that sound is.
Yeah, it's not. So what was your take on Matt McClung, how that whole deal went down when he entered the draft, then he Coach Ewing said he was going to pull out, and then now he's deciding to leave the school. I mean, I know Georgetown, you know, maybe he just wants to get to a team that has a chance to win. He wants to play on TV, get to the tournament. Who knows? But what's your take on that whole relationship and how that went?
Yeah, it's been interesting, and you know, I didn't think that the declaring for the NBA draft was ever a serious thing. I think, like a lot of these guys, he wanted to throw his name in and see what NBA executive said, and I know he met with a couple, but I did think it was interesting when Patrick Ewing said he was coming back, and McClung was still firmly going through the process at that time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that had any effect with the decision to transfer or not. But look, there's been a lot of attrition there, and I think he's looking for a change of scenery.
Yeah.
We're joined by Evan Daniels at 24/7 Sports, Director of Recruiting. Is Georgetown a sexy job anymore? We were talking about this earlier in the show. It's not like this is the Georgetown of the Big East in the mid-'80s. Is it still a sexy, attractive job for people in 2020 and beyond?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, the recruiting base alone makes it a really, really attractive job. I mean, the D.C. area is as fertile as any area in the country. I think that there are plenty of coaches that would crawl to Georgetown because of that alone. You can recruit within 30 to 45 minutes and not have to go too much further. So, I still think there's plenty of appeal and attractiveness about that job.
Do you think Patrick might be in trouble? Maybe not this year, but this will be year four. If he doesn't get to the tournament, who knows what's going to happen with sports, college sports. But let's assume that there's a season and they've got the full roster. I know they got some pretty good kids coming in. He's got five kids coming in. But if he doesn't make the tournament again, that's four straight years. Do you think that people are going to start chirping a little bit?
Well, I think when you don't make a tournament at a school like that in four straight years, then, yeah, I mean, I do think people would start chirping. So the interesting thing is I think Pat is a good basketball coach. The roster turnover is, you know, what's been the biggest issue. And obviously they dealt with that this year.
And even, you know, despite dealing with that, you know, we're still able to win some games. But it's, I mean, no one can get through losing this many guys in this short time span. And you're right, they are bringing in a couple of good players. But that type of roster turnover and attrition, it's hard for anybody to recover from.
What schools make sense for McClung, in your opinion?
Well, it's interesting because I've seen a couple different reports about, you know, this school is a leader, this school is a leader, whatever. I put out a list last night of who I was told was involved. I think Wake Forest. I think Wake Forest probably makes a lot of sense. I know they recruited him the first time around, and they got plenty of scholarships. But the truth is like he's going to have his pick. I know Tennessee reached out. Basically, the whole SEC reached out. So we'll see. It'll be an interesting process for him. I mean, he could go anywhere he wanted if they had a scholarship problem.
All right. Thank you, Evan. We appreciate it, buddy. Be safe out there.
Stay safe down there in Nashville.
Construction around it. I'm not got me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
No worries. All right. I can't concentrate when the connections are that bad.
That was not optimal. That was called suboptimal.
I just wanted to get
the guy before.
I just wanted to get through. I like McMurphy, but I just wanted to get through like 5 minutes of Daniels, but that was tough.
Yeah.
McDonald's coffee is good though. That's my wife loves McDonald's coffee for Mother's Day. One of my cousins sent me a picture and her husband did it up big and she had like champagne and cut up strawberries and all this stuff. And I sent a picture back. I thought I was doing Mother's Day big because I went to McDonald's and got drive-thru pancakes, but I did get my wife's favorite coffee, which was big. She likes the iced coffee.
I got to tell you, we just bought this Hamilton Brew coffee thing. You could look it up. You can Google it. It sucks. I don't like it. We got a terrible rip. It's a Hamilton Beach Flex Brew two-way coffee maker, and the coffee comes out all hurting and watery. It's not money.
It's not a good coffee maker.
Is it returnable?
I don't think so because my wife got it through, you know, like everything else, one of the 900 packages a day.
Why don't you just go with the standard, the tried and true
Mr. Coffee.
Mr. Coffee.
That's what we had. It
always
made such
reliable.
Good coffee.
Why don't you get a Keurig?
I don't want the Keurig.
Pods.
No, I don't want the pods. They specifically don't want the pods.
I mean, Valdez and I, because
we make a lot of coffee.
Because
right
we
now.
Had coffee uncertainty at 1015 Half Street, we bought a $30 jobber off of Amazon.
It makes
Mr.
the
coffee.
Best coffee.
Couldn't be more reliable. Yeah. All it does is churn through pot after pot after pot.
We had one, and it just went on the fritz, so we had to replace it. And, you know, we had it for 3 or 4 years, use it every
day.
That's
an old man saying. I like it. I embrace it.
Well, that's
on the
what
fritz,
I say,
I like
it went on the fritz. It broke. I mean, the button wouldn't work anymore. You hit the button.
Sure.
My wife actually tried to MacGyver it. She took the bottom off, and Dee got in there with, you know, tried to see if she could solder something or whatever. It's just
that's crazy. She got into the guts of a coffee maker?
Yes, to try to salvage it. Didn't work, so we trashed it. Ordered this foofy Hamilton Beach Flex Brew. So the one side is the old school carafe, you know, the big thing you fill up. The right. other side, you can put a pod in there if you want.
How long have you had it?
10 days.
Well, why can't you return it?
We did it mail order. It's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, how much was it?
It was $100, I think.
Oh, I'm returning that. You're just going to eat that?
I'm just going to drink the watery coffee.
Nom, 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 nom.
I don't know. I don't like the coffee.
He's eating it.
Yeah, just going to eat it. I eat it all the time, Lurch.
I would mandate that my wife return that.
I'm just not the dictator.
Coffee grounds in it and everything. Just send it
back.
Well,
it probably
would have never arrived because you would have canceled
I would have canceled the order.
Yeah, you would have canceled it.
Yeah.
Would you have canceled it? Like if you saw that I ordered 12 Hershey large chocolate bars?
Yeah, I would have canceled that.
You would have canceled that?
Dozen.
And I certainly would have canceled a $100 coffee maker.
Yeah, $100 coffee maker.
I don't drink coffee, so I think you can get away with a $10 coffee maker.
Right, but you would go and play blackjack with $20K at the table.
Correct.
Right.
But that'll be years. I probably won't get back to a blackjack table for years.
Months.
Right.
Not years, months.
I hope you're right.
Right.
Maybe weeks. Could be weeks. You don't know.
All right, here's the deal. So Coach Tillman, we've unmasked him. He was texting me during the segment saying he was getting a kick out of the Under Armour talk.
He's a P1. I love that. Coach and Tillman. That's
Coach
nice.
Coach Tillman is the men's lacrosse coach at the University of Maryland, an icon, a legend, a future Hall of Famer. Won a national title there. I don't know. Has he been to 7 Final Fours? Something like that. 7 out of 8 years. Something like that. Just nobody more successful out there right now than Coach Tills and what he does with the Terps. So he's going to come on next. He'll give us his little take on. He'll give us his take on Under Armour, and then of course he could tell us on what he's doing as you know a major Division I coach and how they're dealing with all this and when he expects to come back. All right, Crop Metcalf has proudly served our community, I love these guys, for over 40 years. And now during these uncertain times, you can expect nothing less than that same level of professionalism, honesty, and experience. The five-star experts at Crop Metcalf can tackle any heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, or pest control issue while taking every precaution to keep your family and their coworkers safe. Learn more at cropmetcalf.com/health or call 1-800-GO-CROP. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chuck is coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Remember, you can always use the rewind feature via radio.com, fantastic app, to go back in time if you miss any part of the show. And earlier in the show, in the 8 o'clock hour, we started talking about how Under Armour's stock price had gone down from like $56 to about $7 now.
Tilting.
And Steph Curry, I guess, is staying with Under Armour, but he was considering leaving. But that led to a debate of whether Under Armour gear is cool or not. And it's a lot of people were weighing in saying it's for uncool dads.
Come on.
I raised my
hand.
Get
out of here.
I raised my hand on that. But Coach John Tillman, the head coach of lacrosse at the University of Maryland, where they won a national championship in 2017, I guess he wanted to weigh in, and he joins us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. What's up, Coach?
Coach!
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Hey, by the way, he's not just the head coach. He didn't just win a national championship. At Maryland, he's been to 7 Final Fours, Jason. Think about that.
That is impressive.
Coach, congratulations on your success. I was a bigger lacrosse fan than Eric. Now, Eric's a bigger lacrosse fan than I am now, for obvious reasons. But I used to go to Maryland games back in the 80s when Coach Beardmore was there and Dick Adele. And,
oh, like you name dropper.
I don't know if you remember like Brendan Hanley and Doug Poindexter, Eric Corbin. Those were my boys. I used to love Maryland Lax back in the 80s. And then I kind of just I lost it for a while, but I'm starting to get back into it.
Those are some legends right there. I mean, obviously Coach Beardmore, Coach Adele, but even, you know, Dougie Poindexter, Poins, I'll get a random text from him every once in a while. He's still close
he was to the a stud.
Program, still
he was
passionate.
A stud. Yeah, he was a stud.
Great guy.
Tom Worstell?
Stud.
Brian Willard? Brian Willard married my wife's friend.
Look at you. Look at your lax ties run so deep, Jason.
I'm telling you, I was a huge Terps fan.
You want to co-host Time and Room, Jay?
Who was taking you to
Maybe
the
we'll
games?
Get Poindexter on the show.
Who was taking you to the games, Jason?
My mother and Ernie. Ernie was my mother's boyfriend at the time, Coach, was a huge Maryland lax fan.
Love it.
Well, there's a lot of them. All right, so first of all, let's get the Under Armour stuff out of the way. I have to say this, as somebody pointed out to me, and it, you know, it reminded me, obviously, when Tills was texting me there for a second, that I have to say probably Under Armour's best gear is their Maryland gear. I mean, let's be honest. They might have some duds here and there. Their Maryland gear is ridiculous.
Well, it is their flagship university. It should, they should get the best.
You get the best of all that offer, right?
I like them. This is not a real conversation, though, because he has to be positive on Under Armour.
Yeah, well, he's going to give you his opinion.
I like the pro Under Armour slant. Slant away.
Coach, go ahead.
I mean, obviously, I'm a little biased, but I love their stuff. You know, and a lot of times, especially in the lacrosse part, we would get samples and we would be a little bit of their guinea pigs. They would just send us stuff and our kids would try it out and they give them feedback. Our kids thought that was super cool. And I know we enjoyed it because we could give them feedback on, hey, you know, the kids think this or the kids think that. So.
Right.
Obviously, you know, Kevin's done a lot for the university and Under Armour does a lot for Maryland, and we're pretty loyal folks, but I love it. Listen, a lot of those people make good products. There's a lot of good stuff out there, but I got a kick out of you guys going back and forth of it, so I figured I'd you know, just reach out and have some fun with it.
Well, you're us, though. You're a 50-year-old white guy, though, so you're not necessarily plugged in with the 20-year-old brothers we're talking about.
What are you talking about? He's totally plugged in. Got all 20-year-old kids and brothers too.
runs the gamut.
Our kids love it. Our kids really, you know, they love the Under Armour stuff. It's easy to get them motivated. You know, say there's going to be some gear or some food. You know, maybe Chipotle, and they're all in.
There is something about the lacrosse culture, and I learned it early on that it is a lot of it is about the gear. The swag, the look, the gloves, right, Coach? It is kind of interesting. I know it's deeper for you. I mean, you're trying to compete for national championships. But I bet you when you have these kids come in, now Maryland speaks for itself, but I know when my son would go on recruiting visits, the first thing they do is they take you in the locker room.
Yeah.
Then they show you the helmets.
Right.
And then they show you the
gear.
Gloves.
That can be a
recruiting edge. And they show you
edge.
The shoes.
No doubt.
Right? Speak to that a little bit, Coach.
It's funny because I'm a pretty generic guy by nature, you know, pretty conservative. And our kids, normally when I show them things, if I like it, they don't like it. And if they don't like it, I'll like it. So I keep my mouth shut a lot because they're the ones that are usually right. They're usually the ones that most people like. So I have to defer to them. But I think that, you know, with our guys, you know, they obviously want stuff that's comfortable. They want to look good. But I think for the guys that are most successful here, they're not the gear guys. Like, they're guys that love to compete.
Right.
They love to challenge themselves. They want to play against the great players. They want to be pushed. So I think there's a balance there. There are guys, though, all they care about is the gear. And you got to be careful how you sell your program, because if that's what you're bringing in and the guys, the number one thing is, you know, what you're wearing, I'm not sure you're getting a guy that can help you play Memorial Day weekend.
Right. So let's talk about that. You guys were having another, you know, great season. You had some close games, but you guys were going to be there like you always are. The coach has been to 7 Final Fours with Maryland, a bunch of them in a row at one point. Talk about just, you know, we did this on the podcast, but talk about sort of how that went down there in a minute or two and sort of how difficult that was. And then sort of the challenge, too, now, because fortunately the NCAA is giving these kids an opportunity to come back for a year, but that does create a challenge because it creates a logjam.
A lot of, like, unintended consequences. I think their hearts were in the right spot. You know, I think they felt for the young people, the guys and gals that are playing, and they wanted to give them another opportunity. So I think that is very much appreciated, but I don't think the NCAA – you know, not being in the weeds like we are, realized this is going to be a 7-year, you know, I won't say problem, but it'll be a 7-year challenge, because you really have 4 classes of guys that now have potentially an extra year. So now the last, you know, 2 months we've been working through, you know, which seniors want to come back, and then potentially what could we do with them? You know, do they go to grad school? Do we create a double major for them, a minor, whatever it may be? All these guys that at their schools that don't get an extra year or can play in grad school, like some of the Patriots and the Ivies,
now they're looking for transfer opportunities. So the transfer portal exploded. And then the rest of the players, the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, you know, you're having to talk about, okay, would you want to do an extra year? Do we have room for you to do the extra year? And then you have the high school seniors, and this was a discussion that came up yesterday, which I thought was, you know, something that we have to ponder now. Let's say the seniors right now miss the most critical year of their development, which is senior year in high school.
Right.
Well, what if we don't play in the fall? Mm-hmm. So now you're talking about a guy that hasn't played a meaningful lacrosse game in 18 months and has to learn your offense, defense, and get up to speed with the rest of the college players in 3 weeks to play in a college lacrosse game. We put them in a really tough spot. So what potentially could happen? A lot of those freshmen could redshirt. Well, what's that do to the class behind them? And the class behind them and the class behind them. So this trickle-down effect is going to, we're going to be dealing with this for a while.
Can I ask you, Coach, how many of your seniors have elected to come back and use that extra, yeah, extra year?
It's funny if the difference between the juniors and the seniors. So right now we have one and maybe two seniors that were not scheduled to come back that are going to come back. So we're waiting on one more, but one guy is coming back. One guy had already been a five-year guy. We have been working on it. And comparatively, there were, you know, and some of the teams we play and some of the other teams in the country, I think they have, you know, 8 to 10 guys. So as a coach, one of the things that we got concerned about as a program is, are we putting our kids in a disadvantage because of our lack of experience relative to some of our peers? So we have been active, you know, kind of finding maybe the right fits and the right guys in the transfer portal if they made sense and they were the type of guys we felt like would be Terps, would fit in our culture.
Hey, Coach, my son's a freshman at Marist, I think, as you know, and he's dying. He wants to use that extra year. Why not? Another year of college, he wants to do it. Will they label you? Say if you're a freshman and you want to come back, are they going to label you as a redshirt freshman? Like, how are you going to handle it? Or are you just going to be a sophomore and then deal with it, you know, towards their time to graduate?
I think you can do it either way. I think what we would do is we'd label it as a redshirt freshman.
Right.
And what the problem is, you can look at the incoming freshmen from senior year who just missed their senior year, were in high school this year, and then the current guys you have a double freshman class right now,
right,
potentially, if all of your freshmen, like your son, wanted to come back for another year. So you've kind of got to work through that. I think some guys not taking that fourth year, and some people don't have the finances
right,
to do that. And then some of the freshmen might get redshirted or do a PG year. Those are ways strategically to maybe lighten that class.
Can you imagine? I got to let Coach go. But can you imagine you're a high school stud? You haven't played your senior year. 8 seniors are coming back.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just brutal.
Everyone's coming back. You know, now your spot's not quite as secure. You know, your opportunity. It's just, it's a lot of ramifications.
It's a brutal, it's brutal.
But nobody will manage it better than you, Coach. We know that.
I don't know. We're going to do our best. I also loved your coffee conversation, so I'm a big coffee fan. So sometimes the more
basic
coffee maker, the better. I have a little basic cuisine art, like just kind of, you know, poured in and brew.
That's
pretty
the best
basic.
Kind.
I'm a big Pete's guy. When I lived in Bethesda, there was a Pete's down the street, so that was my go-to.
Well, Coach Tillman, don't forget who would wear all of your Maryland Under Armour lacrosse gear. These
all
guys.
Of us. All
right
of us
here.
Would.
Yeah.
Watch TV every day, Coach.
You can't beat Under Armour. It's the
you
best
cannot.
Stuff out there.
You cannot.
All right. Thank,
thank you.
You,
Coach.
Thanks,
buddy. He was asking for a box.
I had to get that in there.
I don't think
to.
He understood.
How could I not?
You didn't understand that part.
All right. I know Matt is desperate to get Bruce on.
Do we have time for Bruce?
Yeah, let's go quick. Bruce, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Junkies. I got an announcement to make.
Okay.
Hey, look, if you want to clean out your car and eat a Jerry Crab Bomb.
Oh, if you want to clean out your colon?
Colon, eat a Jerry's Crab Bomb. Okay. Yeah. I love Crab Bombs.
They're delicious.
What? Why would you say
crab
that?
Bomb?
Yeah.
How is it not an Under Armour zing? I'm shocked, Valdez. This is shocking news.
He had Jason's colon on his brain.
Yes.
The whole show.
Mm-hmm. All right. Stay safe, Bruce.
I will.
All right, buddy.
Rock that Under Armour.
Yeah.
Big UA logo.
So do you think Coach is going to ask for addresses and send boxes of
No, I don't think he understood what Cakes was getting at.
Well, that's what draft
maybe you can text him and clear
draft
it up.
Draft T-shirt is going to clear that up. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. Grit and Danny, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.